Special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January art and poster sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Hunt Union. Also today, check out the Greek Life panel at 6 p.m. in Union Square at Hunt Union. On Thursday, January 29th, check out the Film Club Interest Meeting at 6 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. On Friday, January 30th, check out the Terps Dance Company Interest Meeting at 5 p.m. in IRC 3. Friday night, check out Women's Basketball vs. Cortland at 5:30 p.m. in Duar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball vs. Cortland at 7:30 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Saturday, January 31st, snowshoe to college camp. Meet in Hunt Union, Room 20, or the Outdoor Programs Office at 10 a.m. Also on Saturday, check out Women's Basketball versus Morrisville at 2 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball, also versus Morrisville, at 4 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, February 1st, join Wony for their general body meeting at 3 p.m. in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
Hey, 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 guys. Welcome back to Sour Girl for the spring semester of 2026. Who missed my voice? I know I sure did. If you guys are tuning in for the first time, this is a show called Sour Girl where we play a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't know how everybody else's winter break was, but mine was pretty awesome. I listened to a bunch of great songs. I got to see all my family, and I just did all around great stuff. Today, for our episode, our returning episode, I'm going to be playing songs that I spammed over the winter break. I tried to mellow out my music taste and listen to stuff that was a little less heavy than what I've been playing on my show and a little less heavy than I listened to in the last few years. With that being said, I want to hop right into our first song because it's by a personal favorite of mine. The first song we're going to be doing today is going to be a song called Vancouver by Jeff Buckley off of his album Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk. Without a further ado, listen to his gorgeous voice, which is actually better than mine. Let's get into it. What did you guys think about that song? I think that it's one of Jeff Buckley's best. Fun fact about Jeff Buckley and this album, Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk, this is an unfinished album. I know that recently a lot of people have started listening to Jeff Buckley because of his song Lover, You Should Have Come Over. A lot of people don't know that Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk is unfinished. It was one of the last demo albums he recorded before he passed away. And sadly, when he passed away, he was supposed to be meeting with his bandmates to record the better versions of the songs. Me personally, that is my favorite Jeff Buckley album. Those are what some of my favorite songs are, such as Yard of Blonde Girls, I Love, I Know We Could Be So Happy, Baby, If We Tried. Actually, it's If We Wanted to Be. That song, that title's a tongue twister. But as more people are getting to Jeff Buckley, I wanted to play his music because it's very sentimental to me. He was one of my mom's favorites when I was really little and still now, so he holds a high place in my heart. Next up, we're playing one of my personal favorites, Fiona Apple. Now, Fiona Apple has been one of my favorite artists since I was around 15, and I've come to notice that I've never played her on this show yet, so I'm going to be playing one of her songs that I recently fell in love with more so than her other songs. This is off of her album Extraordinary Machine. This is the song Oh Well. It's about heartbreak, but it's absolutely beautiful. And her voice is just so commanding and so incredible. So let's play the song for you guys. And let me know what you think. You know, message me, call me. Come on, guys. Give me some feedback.
What you did to me made me see myself something different. Though I try to talk sense to myself, but I just won't listen. Won't you go away, turn yourself in, you're no good at confession. Before the years that you burn me in tries to teach you a lesson. What you did to me made me see myself something awful. A voice once stentorian is now again meek and muffled. It took me such a long time to get back up the first time you did it. I spent all I had to get it back, and now it seems I've been all bitter. My peace and quiet was stolen from me. Searching all my imperfections. What wasted unconditional love on somebody who doesn't believe in this love. Nick jerk when I was just about seven. When it counts, you recoil with a cryptic word and leave a love a little. Oh, what a holy common old way to go.
Isn't that song just absolutely beautiful? Fiona Apple is among one of my favorite artists of all time. I hold her in such high regard. She has the most beautiful voice, and her lyricism is unparalleled to anyone else I've ever listened to. She just understands. She just symbolizes, I guess, a very feminine, beautiful viewpoint of music that I very much appreciate. I don't know how to formulate what I want to say, but I really love Fiona Apple. She was my third top played on Spotify this year. She's very near and dear to my heart. And Extraordinary Machine, the album I just played the song off of, is just incredible. I actually think it's her best album. Most people would say Tidal or When the Pawn Is, but Extraordinary Machine is extraordinary. So the next song I'm going to be playing is definitely more groovy than the last two songs, because it's by a band you might know called The Talking Heads, one of my favorite New York City early punk bands. I know they're more new wave, but they were introduced in the punk scene with CBGB, so I guess with Psycho Killer, they were proto-punk somewhat. I love The Talking Heads a lot. I think that David Byrne is a lyrical genius, and his beats are just so groovy. This is going to be the song Girlfriend Is Better off of low-key, guys, I forgot the album title, but it's the Yellow and Blue album. So This Is Girlfriend Is Better. I hope you guys dance to the song like I'm about to be dancing in the studio. Guys have better have thought that was the most groovy, epic song of all time. That song is literally a dance party in a little song from the 80s. Also, I did get confirmation on what the title of the album was because it was really bugging me. It's called Speaking in Tongues, which I actually think that David Byrne can be speaking in tongues because his music is like hypnotic, if that makes sense. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to like make a few jokes, a little puns, if you will. So next up, we're going to mellow out the proverbial music tastes. I'm going to be playing a little folk artist you might have heard of called Bob Dylan. Fun fact about Bob Dylan, and fun fact about me, is I've recently had my roommate move out. And with this, I took over her side of the room. And guess what poster I put up, guys? Can you guess? Can you guess? Yes, it is a poster of Bob Dylan that I got at the poster sale that was aforementioned in the Wody Weekly Update. This Bob Dylan poster is actually really awesome and it's like huge. I got it for like $15, which is such a steal. But I want to play you this song because I think it's beautiful. And unlike most people, I actually like Bob Dylan's voice. So we're going to be playing a song called Lay Lady Lay, Lay Across My Big Brass Bed.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed.
likely to stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
All right. That was Lay, Lady, Lay by Bob Dylan. Fun fact about this song is the industrial group Ministry did a cover of Lay, Lady, Lay. And I didn't know that it was a Bob Dylan song initially. I thought it was a Ministry song. So when I found out that Bob Dylan was the original singer of the song, that made me really happy. Fun fact also about Bob Dylan is the way I started listening to him is because my first weekend on campus, I went to go see the Bob Dylan movie because I didn't really have any friends on campus at the time. And it was with Timothée Chalamet and I really enjoyed it and it made me a huge Bob Dylan fan. So I just wanted to tell you guys that because I think it's kind of hilarious. The next song we're going to be playing is kind of related to Jeff Buckley because it's by his father, Tim Buckley. This is another folk song, and it's going to be called Song to the Siren. There's a few different versions of this song. I'm playing version number 7, I believe. This is a beautiful song, and Tim Buckley's music is just as great as his son's. So let's play this one.
Long afloat on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your isle, and you sang, sail to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, waiting to hold you. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you hair when I was fox? And now my foolish boat is leaning, broken lovelorn on your rocks, for you sing, touch me not, come back tomorrow.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I want to say something I think is hilarious about Tim Buckley. I don't know how many of you listening have ever watched the animated version of The Hobbit, but in the beginning of The Hobbit, after Bilbo embarks on his adventure, the guy who sings the song in that movie, it sounds just like this song and Tim Buckley in general. So I'll always associate Tim Buckley with The Hobbit, which is kind of funny. And subsequently, Jeff Buckley with The Hobbit. I also grew up watching those movies, so they're all interconnected, I suppose. So next up, I'm going to be playing a song by an artist that is very dear to me. This is going to be the song See Me by Mount Erie. Mount Erie is one of Phil Evram's groups. He did this solo. It's his acoustic group. And I just adore Mount Erie so much. Their album Dawn is beautiful. It's one of the most incredible acoustic albums I've ever listened to. So I hope you guys enjoy the song as much as I enjoy it.
I was a log in the waves last time you saw me, end over end I was thrown, I endlessly groaned, hold my hand, won't someone come surf me, and of course no one came. You stood and watched the wash of water wedge me hopelessly into the seawall. And there I stayed and quickly decayed. And we all swap molecules. With a wave of my hand, I command you to see me. I'm more like a mountain this time, unmoving alpine, decked in fog. I'm concealed in snow cloud. You're the farmer below. And if you seen my face once, then through 12 cloudy months you will know that I'm there behind curtains. You'll know mountain light through thickness of night. See me.
Okay. That was See Me by Mount Erie. Like I said, this album and this song in particular have great significance to me. They mean a lot to me, and a lot of people close to me really love Mount Erie, which makes them like a really great band for me. You might know Phil Evram. He was from The Microphones, which are another great group. They were like a very experimental noise, acoustic. I don't really know how to describe them because if you know me, you know I listen to everything, but I'm not really a genre specific person, so I can't tell you genres of things really. But The Microphones are a great band. You probably know their song The Moon, which I may or not be playing on this episode in a few songs. But See Me is a beautiful, very underrated song off of Dawn, so I want to show it to you guys and hope you appreciate it as much as I appreciate it. So next up, this song is going to be dedicated to my little sister, Luna. Luna, if you're listening, I love you to bits. You are my best friend and my rock, and I appreciate you so much for just being an incredible person. I'm going to be playing a singer that you all definitely know, the ever internally incredible Sade. This is going to be her song Immigrant, which I think is very fitting considering the state of things in the world. And Sade is just an incredible vocalist, and she reminds me forever of my little sister. So without a further ado, Immigrant by Sade.
He did he won't stand away from every door like Joseph. To even the toughest among us, that would be too much. He didn't know what it was to be black till they gave him his change. They didn't want to touch his hand. To even the toughest among us,
don't you know
that would be too much. Isn't it just enough how hard it is to live?
Hope you were listening to that because she's been begging me to play a Sade song on my show since I began back in November. And my hesitancy to do so is because I think that she's a league above the music I was playing in the first semester that Sour Girl was airing. And I think now with the music change and the direction I plan on taking the show, that she fit the bill much better and that I would represent her music much better with the songs I'm playing today. So Luna, if you're listening, I love you to death and thank you for being my baby sis and for being the coolest and the biggest Sade fan I know. Next up, I'm going to be playing a little quick song. It's by the band The Magnetic Fields. You might know their music because they were trending on TikTok for a little while, surprisingly, with their song Andrew and Drag. This is their song, though, I Don't Want to Get Over You, which is a cute little quick electronic love song. So I'm going to play this real quick for you guys and then head into the next few songs.
I don't wanna get over you. I guess I could take a sleeping pill and sleep in room. I'll have to go through. Cross and cry, just smile on my head. Somebody new, somebody not too bright, but sweet and kind. Who tried to get you off my mind? I can leave this agony behind, which is just what I do if I wanted to. But I don't wanna get hungry. Thank you.
listen to my therapist. Pretend you don't exist, and I'll have to dream of what I dream of. I could listen to all my friends and go out again and pretend it's enough. Or I could make a career of being blue. I could dress in black and recover, smoke clothes, cigarettes, and drink. That would be a scream, but I don't want to get over you.
Again, that was the song I Don't Want to Get Over You by the Magnetic Fields. I know his voice could be considered obnoxious to some. I actually like the singer's voice. I can't think of his name off of hand, but I really enjoy that song. It's cute, it's quick, and it's fun. I like the little way it twinges my brain, if you will. So as I aforementioned, I'm playing the song The Moon by the Microphones. This song has a great memory attached to it. I remember I was going to see my friend one day, and I was stuck on the bus with all of these sorority girls. It was like a big event, and they were like stressing me out because they were all like screaming on the bus and stuff. And I just listened to the song on full blast while waiting to see my friend. It was just so great. It was really fun. This song's really fun, and it's just beautiful. It's so uplifting despite the tone of the lyrics being kind of sad. And if you listen to the Mount Erie redo of this song, Moon Sequel, that song's honestly tragic. It's almost like a follow-up to the song I'm about to play. So I'm going to fade it in now. Enjoy it as much as I love it.
Thank you.
That was The Moon by The Microphones. Moon Sequel is such a sad song because in that song, it's basically the after effects of this song, and it seems that the lovers in this song broke up, and it's Phil almost getting over the love and the memories that they had together, which I think is so tragic in of itself. Mount Eerie and The Microphones, they both have just innately great storytelling in their music, and I think that's really great. I feel like storytelling and music's kind of been lost this day and age, so it's beautiful to hear. Next up, I'm going to be playing a slightly heavier song. Not really heavy by the standards of what I used to play, but this is going to be the band Hum. Now, I consider Hum and Failure to be two very similar bands, and I thought that Failure had started making music before Hum did, but apparently Hum came before them, which I actually think is kind of interesting. This is their song, I Hate It Too, off of their album, You'd Prefer an Astronaut. Yeah, the one with the zebra, the really cute one. I'm going to just jump into the song because we don't really have that much time left.
Ignites a twisted mess of foreign shapes and sounds. I wish the ceiling was the ground. I'll send you flowers made of silent tiny pieces of the sun to help me make up for this one. While you send me tidal waves of love when you're all alone and I can't remember what you do to find a way to turn the signal back to heaven sounding blue and bring me faithful back to you.
That was I Hate It Too by Hum. This song, like I said, Failure and Hum sound very similar to me, although I do prefer Failure. This song sounds like a mixture of The Nurse Who Loved Me, along with, I don't know why I'm blanking on this one, but Failure is like one of my favorite bands. I love that song so much. And Stuck on You is like one of my favorite songs since I was like young. Great song. I will be playing Failure eventually on this show, because they're not a failure as a band. So I have two songs left up for us. The next song is going to be a song named At Your Convenience by a band called Kind of Like Spitting. I describe them as like screamo, maybe Midwest emo. This song in particular is beautiful. The lyricism's great. And I'm just going to hop right into it. So enjoy this song.
There's only two ways out of here. Through my window or through my door. I can say
sorry, I don't know why my computer just had a few problems. Fading back into the song now.
Natural. Feel like you lost it all. I was kissing your eyelids when I should have been in college. But it felt so wrong. I want you to fail. I hope you figure it out. Side to think, more than one reason to get out. Well, I could never say no. I could never leave alone. Stereo on as you crawl
cross the threshold into your new life. Take a long step over me.
I've recently discovered this band kind of like Spitting, and this song in particular is absolutely beautiful. I love the singer of this band. He has such a beautiful voice. It's really filled with emotion, and this song is just really sad. The concept of it about being like, I guess, a relationship that doesn't work out is like tragic. I don't know. Songs about heartbreak and sad songs really tug at my heartstrings. They make me emotional. As you guys should know about me, I'm a very emotional person. So music does affect me like that. And it makes me feel for these imaginary people in the song. I hope that maybe they did figure it out. That would be nice. So our last song, unless I'm able to fit another one in, because I kind of made the track list shorter today, our last song is going to be by a band that people don't think I actually like, despite me having been a fan of them since I was like 12 years old. Everybody, despite how much I talk about them, thinks I'm joking when I say I love this band. If you guys can guess who it is, leave it in my likes and comments. But if you can't, it's the band Weezer. Now, my mom should love Weezer because I ask her to get a Weezer tattoo all the time. I always ask her, she's a tattoo artist, for my first tattoo, I want a Weezer tattoo. And she said no for so many years. So hopefully me playing them on my radio show will convince her otherwise. This is going to be their song off of Pinkerton called Falling For You. This is one of my favorite Pinkerton is one of my favorite Weezer albums. Actually, it is my favorite Weezer album. I have it on CD. I want to maybe get it on vinyl. Pinkerton is great. Everybody who hates on Pinkerton should stop hating because it's awesome. So I'm just gonna hop right into this fantastic song called Falling For You. It's like the eighth track on the song. is just a fantastic song. I love Pinkerton so much. And I'm not even embarrassed to say it anymore. I love Pinkerton. Pinkerton's probably one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. And, you know, I think that more people should be honest with themselves and consider themselves Weezer fans. I think that if you hate Weezer, you're just denying their greatness. I have time to fit in one more song. I'm not going to be able to play the whole song because there is some profanity at the end, but it's a beautiful, heart-wrenching song by a band I hold very near and dear to my heart. This is going to be our last song, Meet Me in Montauk by Circa Survive. I'm going to play a little bit of this. It's short anyway, so enjoy.
One, two, three, four.
That was Circa Survive's Meet Me in Montauk. This song absolutely breaks my heart, not only for the reason that Anthony Green is one of my favorite vocalists of all time. He literally has the voice of an angel. He has a very naturally high-pitched voice, which I really enjoy in male singers, and just the contents of the song. If you know what Meet Me in Montauk means, it's another heart-wrenching heartbreak song. I guess I was just playing really depressive music today, guys. But regardless, I think that the selections really mellowed out, and I really hope you enjoyed them. These were songs that got me through the winter break with much enjoyment and entertainment, what I was listening to almost every single day. So thank you for listening to them with me. Hopefully you enjoyed some of the tracks. I'm really excited to see you all back here next week with Sour Girl, 8 to 9 as always. And a little teaser for next week, I think I'm going to be playing a little bit of Screamo. So if that's your jam, you better be coming next week or else, I don't know. I don't know what else you'd be doing on a Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m., except for be there to support me and my awesome show. Thank you, as always, for listening. Shout out to my mom and dad and my little sister and most of my family and friends who are listening. I love you guys. Stay safe in the cold. And this is Ava tuning out. Good night, guys.
Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January Art and Poster Sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.